It's considered illegal in some countries, and in Australia, it is kind of. I don't think anyone's being charged for fighting for a foreign army, but certainly people have been on Interpol, and they've kind of. There's been a threat that they might be charged. So, have you any? You've had any problems returning to Italy?
I'm aware about the topic. I knew that many Australian people can face trial and court in their country, in your country. And for me, I consider these people, I used to fight with some Australian guys, 2x0. Why? Because they already knows that they're going to face a lot of problems. So the sacrifice is double. They don't sacrifice only their time and the risk of life like us, but they sacrifice already knowing that they are going to face a trial in court in their country. So the people that decide to fight for something good, for something right, for justice and revolution, knowing that they are going to face trouble in their country, they are 2x0. And in Italy, fortunately, we faced just an interview with the police, but nothing really big, actually. Italy is still supporting, at least in a political level, and so consequently in a legal level, the resistance against ISIS. For Italy, it's more about this point, but actually it's useful for us because it can put the light that we are on the good side of history.
Do you think it's politically motivated at all, this threat to people that they'll be charged if they go and fight in Syria?
Absolutely. You mean in Australia, in UK, in some country where it's illegal, right?
Yeah.
Or anyway, or if you have problem.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a political action. Why? Because when you have citizens able to defend themselves and defend people, they can be considered from the country a threat. Instead of be a value, because I want to remind a point, Australia, like UK, has an army. But what is the difference? Australia, like UK and many other countries, can accept to have people able to shoot, people able to use weapons, only when it's in interest of the country. When there are people that are in the interest of the world, like the people that fight in Rojava against ISIS, politically, for someone, it can be considered a threat because it can be considered uncontrollable, how to say, not able to control. In reality, we should look at these people with respect and honor because these people decide to risk their life without any specific personal reason, but just for the good of the world. And that's something amazing because Australia, UK, and the other country are inside this world. So is a basic concept, in my opinion.
What's your advice to someone who wants to travel to Syria and join the Kurdish forces?
I'm not recruiting people. I have to officially say this. I'm not recruiting people. But as a suggestion, if someone already wants and as I really think deep about this decision, you have to look at the YPG, so the People Protection Union website, and deal with them. My suggestion is really think carefully because everyone should defend this world and fight what is right. But not everyone should go if they don't feel comfortable with this. We are not talking about a game. It's not a video game. It's a reality. So this is my only suggestion.
And a final question. Kurdistan mm-hmm. takes in Iran, Iraq, as well as Turkey and Syria. What do you think the prospects for a united Kurdistan are?
As you probably already know, our target is not a Kurdistan like it was probably in 1980, 1990, but it's a democratic confederalism in the area of Kurdistan. I want to just point out this, not just because it's a small but big difference. What we want is the old town on the area of Kurdistan, the historical area of Kurdistan, can be free to be in a democratic confederalism. And this can be extended from the rest of the Middle East, actually. For example, Raqqa, Tabqa, Manbij are not historically Kurdish town, but there are Christian, Islamic Arabs, many others, that decide to join our forces in this democratic confederalism. Considering the specific geographical area that you mentioned, so Turkey, Iran, at the moment, I see a very dark moment, actually, because Turkey is oppressing inside its country and outside in Afrin, in the area of Afrin, in the canton of Afrin, the Kurdish minority. But I really see another thing. Rojava give hopes for all the people of those area, and this is really clear in front of us, because the people in Turkey, the people in Iran, the people in Iraq, are really trying to bring the issue, to bring the struggle at another level. I'm not talking only military level. I'm talking about also political level. And I hope with all my heart that those people, not only the Kurdish, but all the people of the area, can be free in those historical areas.